and welcome to the November installment of the Creating Customer Value podcast series. I'm Amanda Malagiri, assistant editor for Search CRM. This month, we have Martha Rogers here to answer questions from readers on customer equity and the role of the customer service rep in building customer profitability. Listen in for tips on leveraging predictive analytics and encouraging agents to focus on the customer experience.
Hello, this is Martha Rogers of Peppers & Rogers Group. It's my pleasure this month to be talking about customer equity and specifically what's the role of the customer service rep in building customer profitability. Here's our first question. We've recently asked our call center reps to start cross-selling and upselling. They have become so focused on hitting their marks that we feel customer service may be at risk. How can we turn things around and get our agents to instead focus on the customer experience and building customer profitability? Now, this is an excellent question because hidden within it is really the heart of the problem and therefore the probability for the solution. And that is this, the mention of these call center reps becoming focused on hitting their marks, the hitting their marks presumably for cross-selling and upselling. So if there's one thing that we could do, it's always coming down to making sure that we are measuring and rewarding the right things. So if what we're doing is measuring and rewarding great customer service, handling all problems on the first call, making sure that customers go away from either a query or a complaint more satisfied than they came with it, then we probably are going to get much better customer satisfaction and build customer equity. On the other hand, what's suggested here is the possibility that these customer service reps are just being told to handle the calls and, while they're there, to be asked to upsell and cross-sell, and in fact, so emphatically asked to do that that they are given a goal to meet with that. So it's not surprising that if that goal and that requirement then is going to be the basis of any kind of reward, this week's pay, next month's raise, the addition of any kind of recognition, then it's not surprising that those reps would be trying to figure out how to spend their time doing what's best for themselves, because the company has put what's best for themselves at odds with what's best for the customer. And what's best for the customer is what's best for the company. So now the company is actually rewarding employees to do something that's better for the employees at the expense of what's better for the company. Now, the way this could be fixed, of course, is obvious. We have to start talking reps into doing what's right for customers, always, and in that process, to use cross-sell and upsell opportunities not as a way to just push more stuff, but instead to help their customers improve their lives in some way. So if we try to sell more stuff, then we're probably going to end up competing on price and having the various entities in our company, that is the customers, employees, and the executives all working against each other. But if instead of just selling more stuff, we're trying to help improve our customers' lives, then we'll end up selling more stuff. So if the goal is to help make sure that customers are very satisfied and that they are getting the problem solved and that we are finding the next right product for them, whether it's a cross-sell or an upsell, then if we're doing that with a genuine concern for the best interest of the customer, then we will also be improving the value of the company for shareholders. Our second question is this: what can our customer service reps do to transform unprofitable customers into profitable ones? Are there any best practices we can have them follow? Well, there are lots of best practices, of course, for call center reps, and those aren't a secret. They're pretty well known, but here's the thing. When we start asking how customer service reps can turn unprofitable customers into profitable ones, then the question is, in my mind, a little misplaced, because it's not something that the call center reps should be given the responsibility for doing. That's something that's going to have to happen several places within the organization at the same time. So, for example, if we were to measure the value of our customers only based on what they're spending with us this quarter, then that will make us more interested only in people who are current spenders and current big spenders. But if we understand the value of a customer a little bit differently, and that is that we start looking at potential value as well as total relationship value, then we're going to be willing to do things for a customer this quarter that may make this quarter not profitable for a particular customer, but in the long run will make a customer profitable. Another thing that we may be wanting to do is measure things like willingness to refer. And that willingness to refer, there have been several studies done that show us that in many cases at companies, the highest spenders are not necessarily those with the highest referral value. So in many cases, medium spenders are in fact high referral customers. So if we're only measuring customer value by the money that they're spending with us and not by other factors as well, including willingness to refer, then we may not be really looking at the true profitability of customers that this question suggests. We have to be measuring the right kind of profitability when we think about the profitability of customers. So that's the first most important part of this question. And that means that we really are looking at something that's much bigger than the call center rep and that person's responsibility. So it's not just a matter of how do you make sure that somebody's spending more than we're spending on them, spending more with us than we're spending to get their business, but rather how are we meeting the needs of customers in such a way that they value us to the extent that they will today and tomorrow be more likely to do business with us at a rate that makes them profitable now and in the long run. And then, once we've solved all of that, then we go to the call center reps and we say, how can you, call center reps, make sure that you're contributing to this process that all of us are responsible for? And the answer to that question lies in things like this. Are we making sure that we're solving a problem? Are we making sure that we're making our customers appropriately aware of the next right thing for this customer? Are we making sure that customers are aware of what's best for them? Are we acting fairly? Are we doing things that will build that customer equity and not just sell something on this call? So those are the ways that we need to think about helping our call center reps build customer value. And when we think about turning unprofitable customers into profitable ones, in many cases it's going to mean moving them away from the call center altogether. In many cases, what we see are companies who are happy to serve customers, say, online, if that works for the customer and therefore supports a lower profit margin on a particular customer, provides a service without costing the company quite so much as the contact by phone might otherwise. So there are a lot of issues here that may or may not be in the hands of the call center rep. And before we can really answer the question, we've got to handle all those questions first. Forgive me for this roundabout way of answering, but it's a very important question. Our third question is this. How do inbound call centers and outbound call centers differ in the way their agents build customer profitability? Well, it's a great question because, of course, it's sort of like asking how the offense and the defense differ in building points for their team. They're both very important, but they have different goals. In fact, those goals are at different ends of the field in many cases. But when we think about what the offense is doing, they have a very organized plan for making sure that they run a particular plan and they're going to put together a complete way of doing things, and they follow that plan exactly, and then that's supposed to get them the best results they can get. That would be the outbound. The inbound is really sort of the opposite. Their goal is to sort of try to defray problems that come in. It's to solve problems. It's to put a roadblock in the way of anything that is making a customer unhappy. And so that's a completely different kind of strategy and a different kind of approach. One requires a certain kind of pragmatic thinking and planning, and the other requires a lot of innovative creativity to make sure that customers are happy when they leave the call. Now, in both cases, of course, what we see are companies and reps who are very interested in making sure that customers are served best in both directions. So when we talk about outbound callers, in many cases, these are people who are making calls that are not necessarily completely welcome, whereas just the opposite is true of inbound reps, where customers are happy to finally get a human being on the phone. So that is a huge difference, and one that I'm sure drives a lot of different behavior on the part of the call center reps themselves. And finally, the fourth question, how can we leverage the data collected from our predictive analytics software to help our customer service reps build customer profitability? Well, that's an excellent question. I will tell you that in many cases, what we see are companies who are collecting vast amounts of data and don't do anything with it, or don't do as much with it as they could. And that makes me sort of think about this, that the company who doesn't use the information it has about a customer has no competitive advantage over the company that doesn't have customer data or data about a particular customer. And so basically the question is, how do we leverage that data? Well, here is the key. How do I take information that I have about a customer and figure out for him, to help him, what he needs from me next and when and how and through what channel? And in some cases, if that's an outbound call, great. And if it's not, then we need to figure out other ways to get a message to a customer, whether it's a different way or additional ways. And in many cases, what we see are companies that only want to think of how to use this precious customer information to help complete sales right away. And in a recession, that is particularly tempting. But what really can happen, the real power of the situation, comes when, as a company with this valuable information, we're able to think in terms of how we can use this information to figure out what the customer needs from us next and to find the next right product for a customer, and to focus not so much on the market share as on our share of each customer's business and trying to make sure that we have that. That means that we're really going to then use that information in many ways throughout the company, and one of those ways is to help the customer service rep. So at some great companies, what we see is a lot of information that comes right up on the screen whenever the customer service rep accepts an inbound call, certainly when he or she makes an outbound call. And a lot of that information helps answer questions, so it's not necessary to ask them a second time of the customer. It also makes it possible to have a more intelligent conversation. And it even, in many cases, provides smart dialogue suggestions so that the company is sharing with the rep the next right question, the next most important question, the next thing we need to know about this customer in order to serve this customer well. We're not going to go out and bother that customer to get that information to him or her or from him or her, but when he calls us, then we're ready to ask the question. And so that makes the customer know that we care about him, makes the rep's job more pleasant for that reason. But it also helps the rep concentrate on the problem at hand and not on getting a bunch of data that the customer's already given. It also, in many cases, helps provide to the rep something that's going to be of the greatest interest to the customer based on the analytics that are possible behind the scenes. So there's a lot of power. In one case, we know of some dashboards that appear on a screen for contact reps, and one of them is the value of the customer. So if you look at the lifetime value of a customer, and you can watch the value of that customer, that little dashboard measure, go up or down even during the call, then you can know something about what makes sense and what's working for a particular customer. So lots of ways that we can push this information forward in a way that helps the reps. And at some companies that have done this the best, we've seen huge reductions in the attrition rate of the reps, because it's a lot more fun to work for a company where I'm knowledgeable about helping someone who calls me and I'm empowered to do that, rather than working for a company where the whole idea is to get off the phone as fast as possible and drive as many calls as possible through an efficient call center in an hour. So I'm hoping that everybody who's in on this call, of course, will be of the type that is driving effective customer service and effective customer value building rather than just greater efficiency. The two don't have to be enemies. Thanks so much, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
That's it for our podcast this month. Thanks to Martha Rogers for joining us. Make sure to check back in December for our next podcast, where Don Peppers will be discussing what's required to build customer trust. Until then, this is Amanda Malgeri for Search CRM.